Alrighty, 928-9228 is our number. Yesterday, John MacArthur from Fairhope Hemp was my guest.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me a new lemonade drink.
Ooh,
they make.
I love a lemonade.
Oh, it's really good. I'm like, should I drink this whole thing? I do have a talk show to record after this and more work to do.
I bet it was fun, though.
It was fun. He's got a whole line of new products. If you haven't been to Fairhope Hemp lately, it's worth going. Now they're doing a Delta 9, which is like a...
Wait, so there was Delta 8.
Now
I've heard of Delta
9.
8. Right. I've heard of Delta Burke. I have not heard of Delta 9.
Delta 9 has more of a kick. And then they also have the CBD, the CBN, the CBG. And he's learning that CBG is helping people with focus and energy that might, say, want to get off of a prescription med that did that for them. It's the one I use when I get anxiety on the interstate. You know, if I got to drive to Mobile or drive on a road trip on the interstate or the Cochran Bridge,
look,
for instance.
I feel you. I also get anxiety driving to Mobile, but it's mainly because, you know, my ex lives over there.
So does mine, but we're not talking about that. But anyway, the CBG is good for, it's like relaxed focus. And then, you know, CBD is really good for some inflammation and pain and anxiety and stuff. And CBN is replacing sleeping pills for some people.
Oh, so I just need all of them.
Right?
The D, the G, and the N.
He can even make you a customized combo of them. And, you know, now they've got, like, the ginger root beer, the lemonade drink. They've got... Remember those honey sticks when we were kids? Little honey Lori, stick
Lori, how
candies?
Old do you think I am?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
I am your children's age.
We've discussed this. Yeah, I forget.
But anyway, I will say this. John...
Gummies and tinctures. It's just really cool. And you know, it's all farm to table.
He grows it all.
Anyway, it's very cool. If you want to try hemp products... then we highly recommend the quality and the farm to table and the knowledge that they can help you with at Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue.
Oh, absolutely. And John, you got that Delta 8, you got the Delta 9. I'm giving you $1 million idea. You take that Delta Burke, you run with it. Run with it, son. Run with it. I ain't even going to charge you for it. I just want to see it. Maybe you can get her and Gerald McCraney to come down here, like endorse it. I think it'd be great.
That's pretty cute. Alrighty, 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. What else is going on in Cliff McCollum's world?
You know, I mean, it's a lot of hurry up and wait these days, especially with the election coming in November. You know, we had a few members who have, Coach Shiver retired. Of course, we lost Representative McMillan earlier this year to cancer. And Mr. Faust is going to be leaving us as well. So we've got three potential new members coming in. All of them have a challenger.
Give us a review. Do you have all that off the top of your head?
I know the Republican candidates off the top of my head. Forgive me for not knowing the other ones. But for Representative McMillan's seat, Francis Holt Jones is the Republican nominee. And she is the daughter of former Foley Mayor Arthur Hulk, insurance agent there, very well known in the community. Founded the Jennifer Claire Moore Foundation, which helps with mental health issues in our schools, and the Peer Helper Program, they founded that. For Coach Shiver's district, the Republican nominee is Donna Givens, who was a longtime government affairs for Baldwin EMC, and just an... This is not an endorsement because I try to be very nonpartisan in my role, but she is a very dear friend of mine and a very wonderful person. And then for Mr. Faust's district, Jennifer Fidler, who worked for the city of Fairhope for many, many years, and Eastern Shore MPO for a little while as well. She is the Republican nominee for that seat, and of course her family goes. I think it's wonderful that actually all three of the Republican nominees for new folks coming into these seats, all of them are Baldwin County natives, and their families go back in this county for quite a few generations, which is a very cool thing to see. You don't necessarily see that a lot, all the time.
An example of that is Matt McKenzie winning the Baldwin County Commission spot against a very high-profile local businessman with some, let's just say, a larger campaign budget and a shinier campaign package.
But Lori, we saw the same thing happen back in 2018 when Judge Doleve won the probate race. That was a very crowded race, and there were other candidates who had heavier funding and more advertising presence out there. But you know, at the end of the day, the runoff came down to Judge Doleve and I think it was Mr. Lipscomb, both of whom, you know, again, long family presence in Baldwin County. And there was another race that year that it went to another long time. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I mean, this has happened the last few times in Baldwin County elections. Those sort of legacy names you notice around here, and McKenzie is certainly a beneficiary of that as well. And he has actually already taken his seat since Commissioner Davis stepped down early. And the governor appointed Commissioner McKenzie to that spot. He's already participated in a few meetings, in fact.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I saw where he was inducted or sworn in, whatever the word might be.
Oh, yeah, and you know, and he's my down-the-way neighbor. He lives out there near me. So I for one, am very happy to see somebody from the historic People's Republic of Barnwell be our representative on the county commission. You know, it warms the cockles of whatever is in place of where my heart should be.
928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. The other voice in the room is Cliff McCollum filling in for Mark. Cliff, former journalist. Sorry about that. That always gets Mark's attention. When I'm scrolling on Facebook and a lingerie commercial pops up, I'm like, Mark, hello, I'm over here.
Anyway. And of course, we're missing Mark today, but he's enjoying a nice vacation.
He is on a well-deserved vacation. Cliff McCollum is here, former journalist and with the Baldwin County Legislative District. Also, still working on your book. Mark would ask if he were here.
Yes, he would, and I thought I was going to escape that today.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, Lori, it's one of those things. I sound like the biggest procrastinator, and to be fair, I completely am, because as a journalist, you know, deadline writing was very much my thing. I need that motivation of a deadline whooshing by me.
I'm the same way.
But, well, and I think those of us that are in the news business, we tend to be that way because of the rapid-fire nature of what's going on there. But no, honestly, I have just been, especially since the pandemic, with everything with the delegation. I mean, sometimes I'm fielding calls at 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes I'm taking them at 9, 10, even 11 o'clock at night. You know, I try to be available to people.
You're saying you haven't written the book yet. You haven't finished it.
I don't think I've said that.
Yes, you
parts
are.
Of it exactly parts of saying. It have been written. It is not in a finalized form that I would feel comfortable releasing to the public.
Okay. Well, And you and I are very similar in that nature. Is we need a deadline, we need pressure.
Oh yeah,
we work well under pressure.
We do.
So I thought I might play that song while we're waiting on the phone to ring. You think?
Oh yeah.
This is WABF and Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number.
Pressure, pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has more under. So slashed and torn.
What a great song.
You can't beat it. You really can't.
That vocal part, when they do that, give love.
Oh, ooh, it's wonderful.
Gives me chill bumps.
It's absolutely wonderful.
All righty. Well, this is Swap Shop, WABF 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We would love to hear from you. And you're looking up something on your phone?
Yeah, but I can talk about it in the meantime while I'm looking for it.
Okay.
So one of the things that I know my delegation members, our senators and our representatives, absolutely love to do is getting to distribute money to wonderful causes and organizations here in our county, to get grant funding and to make these special allocations to help all these wonderful organizations that help so many of us.
Right.
And so Thursday, we're getting to do something really cool, really special. I love it because, Lori, as a former journalist and as a current journalist with you, there are a few journalistic cliches that I just absolutely love.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you, I love them. I can't get enough of them. I will love them until the day I die, which is probably going to be next Thursday because my heart is filled with cheese. But
so funny.
First one is drugs on the table. I love like when they do the big drug bust and they have all the drugs on the table and you just see all the crazy chicanery there. I always used to play the game of trying to figure out how much money it was going to be before they told us how much it was going to be. It was actually a game back in the Opelika Press Corps. And my second favorite, and probably honestly my most favorite, is a big old check. I love a big old check.
Gigantic 3 foot long cardboard check that you pose for picture to go
it.
In the newspaper.
It's
and
just
online.
Wonderful. I love them. So we're going to be doing a big old check day. But Lori, let me tell you, these are some big old checks. We've got $10,000 each going to the North Baldwin Literacy Coalition and the South Baldwin Literacy Coalition to continue what they're doing, their good work with adult literacy and helping people to read and better themselves.
I don't want to get you in trouble. You're supposed to be announcing this yet?
Oh, I mean, it's already.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's already.
All right, go ahead.
we have got an appropriation going. Forgive me, I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. I remember those two. There are appropriations going to Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance to continue the good work that they're doing, recruiting new businesses and industries to this county. I mean, especially after that Novellus announcement we've just had, you know, let's strike while the iron's hot. Let's get some more folks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got money going to, I believe actually that one might be $100,000, if I remember correctly, to the VFW post and the American Legion post here in Fairhope.
Oh, to help for the restoration
fund.
I heard that was a possibility.
I've been talking to and working with Commander Garcia on that, who is just the nicest person in the world to work with. And this is a legacy thing for this area, for our county. We want to make sure it's being taken care of.
And just FYI, he will be on here on these airwaves when it all comes together and the money is awarded. He's going to come on and be with me on Community Contact and maybe Swap Shop too.
We've got some grant funding going to $150,000 going to Bicentennial Park up in Stockton for some lighting and electrical upgrades there that are absolutely needed in terms of the current tours that are going on there, because all of our school kids go up there. We have Halloween stuff up there currently, but it also will give them the capacity to expand their big Christmas lights thing that they're doing.
That's really kind of a best kept secret in the county. Next time you're wondering what to do, go take a hike, go take a drive, go check out Bicentennial Park.
It's phenomenal. And I agree with you. It is a secret in this county. And to some degree, too, Felicia Anderson, who is our Director of Archives and History here in Baldwin County, Felicia has a power over that park and a lot of stuff. Our Archives and History Department does so much cool stuff throughout the year.
Would you remind her to reach out or give me her information?
I will definitely do that.
Remember the gentleman that used to be in charge of that a few years ago? He liked to get out on the radio and he would, you know.
Oh, that's Mr. Jackson, who is now in charge of the Foley Library.
That's right. So let her know or give me her information, because I would love to.
Well, you know, I mean, like coming up in a few months, we've got the reenactment of the theft of the courthouse seat, which is a nice little play and debate thing we do up in Baymanette. I get to debate Baymanette Mayor Bob Wills and tell him he's a scoundrel and a scalawag for stealing the county seat from Daphne up to Baymanette. And
all right,
we just
give us a little background on that. I have seen that on Facebook, and
you've seen the videos where, like,
I regrettably have not attended.
Well, everybody really ought to make a schlep up there and do the pilgrimage at least once, because it's a wonderful little recreation and kind of a play where, like, the sheriff and Commissioner Underwood, Commissioner Ball, a bunch of people, including several descendants of people who were actually involved in the actual theft of the courthouse seat. And
well,
yes,
how did our courthouse seat get stolen?
Well, see, Baymanette was kind of jealous of Daphne, and they wanted to be the seat of government.
So Daphne was originally the county
Daphne
seat.
Was originally our county seat, which logistically makes way more sense than the Far Northlands.
Yeah.
But so in the dead of the night, they faked a prisoner escape, and there was a manhunt, and while everybody was gone from the courthouse, these Baymanetters come down with these wagons, slip in, and just, I mean, they steal everything. They stole the iron bars for the jail off the wall.
Wow.
And just schlep it back up there to Baymanette, and then they went behind and got their bought and paid for member of the legislature to codify what they did, and then got a law passed that said, okay, county seats are set now, you can't change them anymore.
Wow.
I mean,
and so what is this, 18
something? Oh ma'am, no, this was right around 1901 1902.
Okay.
It is some buffoonery and chicanery that we are the only county that has come up with this kind of nonsense, and it really is just a great time. I am blessed to asked to be a part of it. Mayor Wills and I'm sure sometime a few weeks before, we'll film our normal little teaser videos, which, you know, Mayor Wills, you know, he's an attorney and a mayor and used to be on the school board. He's so dignified and classy, and you know, his address almost seems like a state of the city kind of thing. And then I get on there and I look like a wrestling heel from the 80s, like Paul Bearer's gonna come out at any moment and throw ashes at somebody. It's a fun thing to get to take part in, and I highly recommend you keep your eye on the Baldwin County Archives Facebook page for when they're going to be doing that this year.
That would be fun. I've not done it before.
And plus, we need more Eastern Shore people up there, because, like, when I'm up there arguing for Daphne, all these Baymanetters are like, boo, boo, and, like, we're outnumbered.
Yeah.
So I have to play the heel. If we can overpower them, maybe we can take this thing back. Maybe we can just bust in the courthouse and take it all back down here.
It does make sense, probably, to have it down here instead.
I mean, I'd even settle on Robertsdale if I didn't have to drive all that way out there. Like, nothing against Robertsdale. Y'all good people. And nothing against Baymanette. Baymanette reminds me of Opelika back in the day. But I don't love having to drive, especially back when I was at the paper, having to drive an hour or so to go to a commission
meeting. Yeah, we're so spoiled not having to drive too far. You know, we live in the bigger metropolitan areas. You know, it's an hour to go anywhere.
I mean,
but so I'm spoiled rotten being, like, you know, blocks from here.
Well, when I go home to Opelika for holidays and funerals and other things, it's an hour, almost an hour 20 just to get out of Baldwin County.
Right.
I mean, we are a huge county. I feel like in any other state, we'd probably be like four or five different counties. But since it's Alabama, and they never really have known what to do with us.
That's true. I've been in North Carolina quite a bit over the past couple of years, since my children are there and my grandson. And their counties are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Another county? Another county? They're very small.
I mean, meanwhile, us as a county are larger. We are larger than the entire state of Rhode Island.
Never thought of it that way. All right.
Good old, big, beautiful Baldwin.
Want to remind you that formerly Safe Investing in the New Economy, now Retirement Your Way, is coming up from 10:05 until 10:35, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services. Jim Bird retired.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so his daughter and son-in-law are carrying the torch.
That's awesome. You love a family legacy like that.
So that show comes your way Tuesdays at 10:05. So encourage you to stay tuned for that. And anything else that we need to know about in the county or the state? When do they convene? We're in a break time, right?
Yeah, we're in the off season. We're practicing. We're training. We're developing legislation. There are committee meetings going on, talking with constituents, doing research. I mean, all the stuff that you're going to see a football team do in the off season, my folks are doing right now, up to and including, I think I actually saw one of them doing some tire drills the other day, out in the courthouse parking lot. So, Simpson, he likes to stay fit. But it really is just preparing for the session ahead. We'll have the general election in November. The way it works with the legislature, that very next day, they'll all be sworn in and they'll be bona fide. And then regular session won't start, though, until I believe it's either late February or early March. It's a statutory thing, and I can never remember it off the top of my head. But it's a little later start, so give the new folks a little time to acclimate to what's going on and start to gear up and do their own stuff.
Any bills that are being crafted worthy of maybe mentioning briefly? I know it's a process.
It is a process, and some of them I can't go
not
into.
At liberty to discuss.
But, I mean, nothing terrible, nothing
surely
horrible coming at you.
Surely another lottery-type bill is going
to
come.
It's Alabama. There's always going to
be
another
several,
lottery
probably.
Bill. Oh, always are.
You think we'll ever have any chance of that passing?
I mean, is it possible? Yes. There are some great philosophers. I believe it was Miss Houston and Miss Carey who said that there can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. There are so many
highly unlikely.
There are so many different issues that factor into a lottery that it makes it a very complicated issue. And then there's not even agreement between different factions of the party, so you're having to put together weird coalitions to get to the majority vote to where the people can even vote on it.
Right.
It's very convoluted and complicated, and if you would like to know more about it, please come by the Fairhope Courthouse, second floor, and I will take about an hour and a half to explain it to you.
So you're up there now. You don't have to go to Bay Minette.
I do on occasion. Yeah. Just, you know, to help with the constituents up there, but by and large, I'm generally in the Fairhope Courthouse. And if I'm not upstairs, I'm probably in the mail room processing some interlibrary loan books because I'm on the library board, but the library lost their postage meter, so they're sending the books to me to process and go through.
And for those that may need assistance, whether it's a ditch that doesn't drain out in the county or maybe you're looking for some veterans assistance that you haven't had any luck with, what's your office number? As the Director of Constituent Services for the Baldwin County Legislative Delegation.
It is the longest title in all of Christendom, yes, but I'm just going to give you my phone number, okay. My direct line, and that is 251-300-0974.
300-0974. All right. Well, Cliff, it's been so much fun. Thank you for joining us.
Always
Swap
a pleasure.
Shops brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
We've got At Your Door Pet Sitter, Fairhope Living, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, and Fairhope's Hemp and CBD.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is WABF, Mobile Fairhope. Great music and memories. Say bye, Cliff.
See ya.
Have a good one, and may God bless you. Oh, this song is for you. Talking about the journalism and...
Okay.
Dirty Laundry.
Oh,
yeah.
Good call.
We love it.